Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hey everybody, it's Pageant Cast TV, and I'm speaking to Miss Alaska USA. Your name?
Jessica Chukran.
Hi, Jessica. So, what got you involved in pageants in the first place that brought you here?
Well, it's kind of an interesting story. My parents told me when I was 18, they said, you have to go to college, but you have to pay for it on your own. So I was Googling scholarships.
Yeah, right.
I said, there has to be some great way of affording all of this as a poor high school graduate.
Right.
And the first thing that comes up was the Miss Alaska pageant. Mm-hmm. So I did it. I had no clue what I was doing the first year, and I just became addicted to them. I've done the Miss Alaska America pageant for a number of years. I competed at the National Sweetheart, and I also did Miss Alaska USA, of course.
So National Sweetheart, that means you came in first at Alaska.
First runner-up at the Miss Alaska America,
Okay.
So I just love doing it. It's just become a part of my life, and it's something that I grow every time I compete. So.
Now, I know being Miss Alaska, you've probably been asked this 1,000 times. Any aspirations like, say, past Miss Alaska beauty pageant contestants? Or what are you looking to do?
Well, I'm looking probably more in like the marketing PR kind of career. I am a graphic designer in Alaska. I work for Blood Bank of Alaska, and it's a nonprofit organization. So I kind of get to help people every day in my job. So it goes right along with what I love doing, first of all.
That is fantastic. So what has been the most fun activity you got to do here at Miss USA while this
is up and
running?
There's been so many. Actually, the best event and the most uplifting, I would say, was the Best Buddies event that we had last week.
Tell us about Best Buddies.
Oh, it was incredible. It was the first time, because we don't have a base of Best Buddies in Anchorage, so it was the first time I actually had been to a Best Buddies event. But I met some very wonderful, wonderful people there. There was this little girl named Natasha who gave this wonderful speech, and she came up and gave me a hug right when I walked in the door, and it was just from that moment on, like all of these people just gravitated towards me. So I was in tears probably 3 times during that whole entire event as they gave speeches and sang, and it was just great to see how much they loved being a part of what we are too, and how much that meant to them.
So Sunday you're going to be on NBC, millions of people watching.
Yes.
Has that reality hit you yet?
Oh my goodness, I am trying to grasp everything that has happened. It's just so amazing.
It kind of helps when you're in a gigantic location like
and
this.
And
the
I keep pinching myself and asking if it's all real, and so far it seems to be.
Yeah. So
but
far,
it
so
is
good,
incredible, right? And it's everything I hoped it to be and more.
And what are you going to bring that we're going to see on Sunday? What are we going to see?
Well, I don't know if you watched the preliminaries last night.
I did.
Night,
yes, I was there. You did great.
Oh, I loved my gown. I had an amazing gown. So I just was going for the whole chic diva me.
Right.
So I had a lot of fun up there on stage. I really did. It was so fun.
Now, you competed in the America system, in the USA system. Is there a big difference in how you compete?
There's, well, not so much in the way I present my personality on stage, I would say. There's a few differences in the structure of the pageant.
Oh, yeah.
So I think both of them are great programs. I really enjoyed my experience here at Miss USA, though, and I'm really glad I did win this pageant because I've had a fabulous time.
Now, interviews? Have you guys done interviews
yet? Yes, we did.
How'd your interview go?
Oh, amazing. I had so much fun. The judges were very conversational, and it was an exciting experience. I really
loved
it.
Who's the mean judge? You know, don't tell. It's just us in the microphone.
They were all very nice. I was really, really pleased with all of them.
That was very politically correct.
No, they were so. I walked out of there glowing.
Okay.
That's the feeling that I got from the interview. So.
And it looks like we're out of time. I want to thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you very much.
Wish you the best of luck and success.
Thank you. All right.